And welcome to Season 9, Episode 28 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. And my gosh, it has already been a long week and it's only Tuesday. Thank God I am here with the Chief and the Goon Chief. How are you, sir?
I am nice and warm in this 92 degree, but with the heat index in the triple digits weather.
You're just out there like the gecko, laying on a rock, warming up, huh?
I'm not on a rock, unless you consider this planet a rock, and then yes, I am on a rock.
Then we're all on it. Third rock from the sun.
Yep. Indeed.
How are you, Goon?
You know, other than
enjoying the warmth?
I'm enjoying the warmth, although here was pretty nice today.
It's not too shabby today. It's been kind of fugly this past week or so, but yeah.
It has rained like, I have a coworker who calls them frog stranglers, the thunderstorms we've been getting, and I think that's pretty accurate.
Frog stranglers.
Is that
from a particular, like, where's he from?
Georgia.
Okay. That explains everything right there.
Okay, well, I'll tell him that.
Okay.
And
hunt me down.
Maybe he has a busload of snakes. I don't know.
He and his cousin and his wife.
Well, his wife is his cousin, but that's another story.
I wasn't going to say that, but you know.
Man, come on now. Be nice.
Oh.
She's very nice.
Yes, but is she his cousin?
All right,
No, not really.
All right, okay. So it is a colloquial term primarily used in the southern United States to describe a very heavy downpour of rain. The phrase implies the rain is so intense it could potentially drown even a frog.
Well, I mean, it was raining so hard that my gutter helmet system was overwhelmed and there was just a curtain of water flowing off the back of my house. Yeah. I was watching it and going, wow, I've never seen it do that before.
Yeah, that's a lot of water if it's backing all the way up and over the sides.
And it even filled my new gas grill full of water.
Uh-oh. Did you not have the lid down?
I had the lid down, but it got in through the sides. So heavy was the rain. It drained through the bottom and filled up that little grease catcher thing with water on top of the grease, which was kind of icky.
Oh, yeah. I have a charcoal grill that's mounted on a brick pedestal, which I found out was hollow. And the way I found it out is because I found snakes living in it. And that's always fun. And I now leave it up. Leave the lid up when it rains because then the water flows into the pedestal and the snakes have to make that call. Are they going to get evicted or are they going to go wherever snakes go when they drowned? So, yeah, I believe in everybody making choices. So, yeah.
I don't think the snakes were drowning.
No, nope. Floating away.
You see how long snakes can hold their breath underwater.
I try not to think about that because then there's the whole toilet aspect.
Yes.
I know they can swim. They used to swim in the ponds that Swamp Fox and I swam in the summer. Every once in a while there'd be a snake.
Or just the ones that can swim.
Well, water snakes can swim. I don't know about land snakes.
Land shark.
8 hours.
8 hours of what?
Breath holding?
Sea snakes requires for 8 hours absorbing oxygen through their skin. Anacondas can do it for 49 minutes. Burmese pythons can do it for up to 30 minutes. On average, 15 to 45 minutes.
Shnikes.
I don't know.
Great, thanks.
I don't like snakes, so, which is why my veterinarian one Christmas at their Christmas party, had one of the technicians come and put around my neck an 8-foot ball python.
Hmm.
She was a very nice snake, and she immediately went inside my jacket because it was warm.
Sure. But that's where you were too.
It was, she said the look on my face was priceless. No pictures still exist.
Everyone with a camera has been unalived.
Who can say what happened to him? You know, accidents happen. It's a dangerous world.
True. And speaking of snakes, what a wonderful segue.
Okay.
Did you all hear the terrible news?
Ozzy Osbourne's dead?
No, he's not a snake. Yeah. He's a bat.
Okay. Well,
no, he eats bat.
Well,
Billy, he
actually
snakes eats bats.
So wait a second.
I did.
Ozzy eats bats. Snakes eats bats. Ozzy's a snake. That's a weird set of logic there.
Hey, look, man. Yeah. It's the triangle. Okay.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this is a new version of rock, paper, scissors. Ozzy, Bessie, snake.
I read that right before I left work that Ozzy passed. It made me sad.
It does. It does.
Okay. So here, I don't understand the sadness because someone else was giving me crying emojis. So I'm guessing that meant that they were sad. But he was 76 and he had done a lifetime's worth of recreational chemicals.
Sure.
Which he fully admitted to.
Yeah, well,
but you know, when you pay for that much preservative, you expect it to pay out.
Okay, so see, was that preservative, or as Engineer Fourcourt says, I just lit the candle on the other side as well?
I think he was hoping for the Keith Richards effect.
Okay, but Keith Richards did not live the same life he did.
He's still living it. What are you talking about?
No, he never claimed to be the Prince of Darkness.
Oh,
he
that
never
part.
Did certain. Yes, there are many differences.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just talking about the recreational chemicals.
No, Keith Richards does the one that slows time down. And apparently,
and plasticizes your skin.
Right.
Well, is it plastic or is it leather? Because when I see him,
could be pleather.
Yeah. All right.
Would it help my shoulders stop hurting?
What? Smoking dope?
Listen, it hurts a lot, and it's hurt for 2 weeks, and it's my own fault, you know, because I think I'm 17 again.
There's a lot of that going on this week.
Yeah, so I do things in Taekwondo class that a 17-year-old would do.
And then you pay for it when you find out you're not.
I don't get the same result, no. No, I pulled a muscle in my shoulder, right, like over the top of the shoulder near the neck. And it aches plenty, and every 2 or 3 days, I have another Taekwondo class. Well, so I pop a couple of ibuprofen, and I go. It's probably not a good plan.
Probably not. This is probably your serratus posterior superior.
I have shared with you a mouse that will keep your arm in a position that maybe will help.
EM11 Bluetooth ergonomic vertical mouse. Vertical mouse.
Yes. Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Ooh. So I have been looking for something that may ease the pain, because as I have just completed my earthly cycle, I hurt more than I'm supposed to. And all I did was build roosting boxes. And I know this has nothing to do with the snake segue that we so...
Don't worry. I'm not going to get derailed. I know exactly where it ended.
We'll go back there.
And anyway, snakes eat mice. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so there's a lot more pains that just keep showing up. And I was like,
You were having trouble with spicy food too, weren't you?
That was a whole different mistake. Okay. So, and that pain leaves as soon as your stomach is empty. But these are all muscle related, and from hammering, sawing, and drilling, my fingers and everything hurt, and then my wrist hurt, and then it slowly worked its way all the way to like my shoulder. So,
oh, I see how this works. That's clever.
Yes, it's still around, but Your wrist is not.
Your wrist is not turned at that cockeyed angle that you normally have with a mouse. See, I actually get away from that because when I grab the mouse, I've got my hand is already vertical. My pinky is actually on the ground, on the table, right? My ring finger is on top of my pinky, and my my middle finger is on the right click button, and then my index finger is on my roller, and I just move my finger over when I need to. But my hand is already kind of turned.
So,
because I found typing that way was a little bit easier too. So,
we are not citizens of Munchkin Land, and our hands cannot do that on a mouse.
I just tried, and no, you're right.
He was describing it, I was attempting to like, all right, let me see, and I was like this.
I'd like to state for the record that I do not have small hands, you bums. And I have size 11 D feet, just in case you're wondering. So there.
Well, that
I think we'll get it, that little person comedian in, and we'll see
Brad who comes Williams?
Closest. Yes, we'll bring Brad Williams in, and we'll see who comes closest to his height between the three of us, okay?
Sure. That's real tough. Okay.
I bet he would appreciate your mouse advice. That's all I will, because that is a compliment.
Wow. Okay.
But
okay. All right.
But
I'm trying to be helpful, and all I get is short jokes. No problem.
We tribe and it didn't work.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, and happy
mouse birthday. Advice falls on deaf ears because you're too far away.
There's only one of us.
Do we need to speak up so you can hear us?
No, I need to talk straight up so you can hear me. Barely.
Never had any problems hearing you before.
And you won't later either.
Some things you don't even know.
My wife says all the time.
Say, you will hear about this later. Speaking of rats.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice segue. Very good.
Thank you. I don't even have the powered version. Anyway, I don't even know why I keep the sound effect for that. I just do it myself. So we had a little sad news other than the Prince of Darkness going home, as the song goes.
Pray tell, what was that?
Yeah, but that's not a place you want to go. You know?
I don't know. Maybe he has a really nice condo overlooking the River Styx.
I'm kind of doubting that you're going to get to go there.
As someone who, like, I can tell you that there's a limit.
There's a limit to what? How many people can go to hell? No, there's no limit there.
You can
take. The doors are always open.
The heat.
Yes.
Everything burns.
And freezes.
I don't think it freezes over, but I know that it burns.
No, but there's okay. So wait a second. I would be remiss to contradict a biblical scholar, but are there not aspects of hell that are described as frozen?
Frozen? No. So
I don't think so. But
no. It because there's imagery and then there's literal, and the literal thing was absence of the glory of God. So
right, well, that's technically what hell is. So,
it could be void, it could be deep cold, it could just be a constant your worst nightmare. Who knows? But it's just basically whatever protections you had are gone. That's the worst thing. But people back then, fire bad. Okay, fire.
Right. Yeah.
So I'd be in a room with, say, the Hitler Youth, just having to listen to them for eternity?
No, you would be there with the Hitler Youth watching Pierce Brosnan movies and your eyes taped open like you're in Clockwork Orange.
Orange.
Okay. The Pierce Brosnan movies directed by Stanley Kubrick. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And starring the cast of The View, naked.
You put way too much thought into that, Crouch.
So I got to learn not to drink and drive.
You should not drink and you should not drink and podcast.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Boy, that one hurt. I'll be fine. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, this is your body rejecting that's, what came out of your mouth.
That's really gross. Yeah.
So,
all right, we'll do a second time.
Yeah,
speaking of bread. Or speaking of people going into eternal damnation.
Speaking of the eternally damned.
Yes, and rubbing dirt on things that deserve it.
Right, exactly. So we have to mark that today is the losers list day for our faint show. There's been a lot of winning if you are fans of a certain political persuasion, which you probably are if you listen to this show. And there's been a lot of losing on the other side. Most notably, one Stephen Colbert apparently found out that losing money for your employer tends to be a good way to lose your employment. That
that's not your job. Yeah. If that's not your job, then yeah. He badmouthed his boss?
Oh, he has been one of the biggest critics of the merger that his network is in the process of going through.
Oh right. That's
CBS and Paramount, right?
Paramount, Sky.
Tell me about this, Chief. Skydance?
Yeah, I believe so.
So they put in that paperwork. The administration has to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who delve into the
words, big C letter. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Say it.
The words in between the words, okay? Stated that his opposition was nothing more than a psyop, because in 2018,
mm-hmm.
there was lots of money coming in, and that money continued to dwindle in terms of ad revenue, and yet they kept this person on.
Right, so, at an egregiously large salary, I might add.
So, according to tax records, they went from $439 million in ad revenue to $220 million in ad revenue.
Wow, that's 60% loss. Right in my head. Look at that.
But that was for last year, because they have not filed this year. Mm-hmm. So, it's probably still dropping. And in order to get into good graces, they were like, this is no longer worth it, having the, you know, late night opposition, especially when you can turn the channel and get two others doing the exact same thing.
Right. There is no such thing as late night comedy anymore. There's just there's just late night haranguing about how terrible the political world is right now. So, I mean,
it's The View overnight.
Who wants to listen to that right before bed? Good Lord.
So, again, it is just not on standard television or cable television. But when you go to things like Tubi or YouTube or the Roku channel, then you can find all kinds of comedy that is on late at night.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be honest with you. I have a standing recording at 10 o'clock every weeknight. I record the Gutfeld Show, and then I watch it the next morning at 3 a.m. while I'm getting ready for work. And it puts me in a lovely mood for the whole workday.
But see, so that is conservative political, and that would be night. But I'm talking about the kind that is...
good old-fashioned, everybody is an idiot, and we're gonna make fun of everybody comedy.
Well, so, I mean, it's like... Yeah, Mad or the OGs or Jialing Zhang, who's just popped up on my feed in a former communist coming out of communist China, who makes her comedy is self-deprecating, but she has gone through a lot of people. By people, I mean husbands, and she's always on the prowl for another one. It's weird, but it's funny, and there's no political aspect to it because, you know, everyone's a victim in front of her. Much like if you've seen Akash Singh or basically anyone who does crowd work, and if you're in the front row, then you are now about to be a victim.
Did you say her name was Shaheen Summers?
No.
No, okay.
I will get it because she's on my list of things, just so you can see what her things are like.
Got it.
But anyway, that's the kind of the comedy that you can have. Those type of things are politics free.
Sure. But you know, the funny thing is, I enjoy comedians who go after everybody. I truly do. Let's be honest. You know, the dude with the bad hair and even worse tan who's running the show, there's plenty of stuff to make fun of. I like what he's doing, but there's plenty of stuff to make fun of. Some of the other things he's doing, though, I'm glad he's doing, and I'm not going to make fun of them. And those were that rescission bill that just became the rescission law. How about that, guys?
Oh yes, you know,
keeps our money back.
I see that we're no longer going to be supporting government-sponsored television, which seemed to only support one party or point of view.
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember listening to a radio host on WBAL, a local Baltimore AM station, and he said, I'm in the commercial radio broadcasting business. My job is to provide content that the commercial people are willing to put money to pay for. Well, so we run their commercials. And, you know, if I'm not good at what I do, then they take me off and they replace me with somebody who will bring in the listeners. And he says, and I'm okay with that. What chafes me is to know that part of my taxes goes to another person who's in the same business, who's literally competing with me. I'm literally paying my competitor's salary. And I had to agree. I'm like, you know, and they don't have to worry about getting fired because nobody ever gets fired in public broadcasting. Come on, you know.
Right. And apparently the money we give them out of the tax fund isn't enough because they have to be begging for money all the time.
That's right. Like in the middle of that really nice show, they just stop and say, send in the money, you get a tote bag.
Yeah, really. Well, I mean, why would I do that? That has always puzzled me.
Have you ever seen anybody walking around with an NPR or PBS tote bag? I mean, honestly.
No.
Yeah, me neither. So almost like a mark of shame.
I was forced to buy this. They browbeated me because I wanted to watch the last episode of Frank Sinatra singing.
I used to watch a British mystery detective series from Agatha Christie's Poirot.
Poirot. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the little Frenchie.
So it's not French.
If you ever want to make the volcanic Mr. Anderson upset,
yeah,
you say, have you seen that Pirouette detective show? Because I did that because I had no idea what it was, and he lost his mind on me. I'll play.
Oh God, have you heard from him? I miss Clandy.
Yeah. He's in Virginia, working for Red Hat.
That's what I thought.
Oh, good for him.
If you happen, you know, to hear from him, just tell him I said hi. Okay.
That'd be awesome. See, I'm probably not going to, because I third party my communications to him, because OJ, is Red Hat. So I messaged him through him and then got a message back.
Oh, okay. Well, the next time you talk to OJ.
All right. Well, that's like weekly, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Thanks. That'd be awesome. I hear
you. So you
never out of that thing too,
right? But I've never understood. I was watching Poirot, through public television, and then I discovered I could pay money to the BBC.
Oh, the Britpunks.
Right, exactly. I used Acorn, but it really doesn't matter.
Oh, Acorn is so bad. Just so you know.
Is this the TV Acorn, not the organization Acorn.
TV Acorn is actually, there's a headquarters in Maryland, and I went there.
Really?
And I saw how they operated.
Uh-oh.
And so
one step above a call center in Bangladesh. What?
I will never support these people. That was what I said when I left.
This is the same Acorn that the Acorn channel that I look at is only rebroadcast British television.
Yep. Okay. Let me see. It is. Where are they?
Where are they?
Point being, whether it's Acorn or BritBox, I could pay for it, get it. Why would I, why should my tax dollars be paying for it on public TV?
Yeah, maybe I don't like British television. Why am I paying for it?
Maybe you don't. Yeah, you should have the opportunity to purchase it if you want it and not purchase it if you don't want it.
Thank you.
Would it Acorn TV? Because, okay, so if you look at the reviews of Acorn TV, located in Silver Spring, Maryland, you will hear, these people worship the devil. And no, they're not saying that, but they're giving one-star reviews saying how bad they are.
Wow.
I'll take a look and see. Because the service, I get what I expected for a few dollars a month.
They say, media company based in Silver Spring specializing in providing curated selection of television shows, movies for streaming while focus on British and international content.
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what I get on the channel.
Yeah, so when we went there, they were crushing people into getting stuff that they didn't want. They would not allow people to cancel while we were there. Listening to the phone calls, we were there to actually set them up with new phone service. That's the only reason why I was there in the first place. Mm-hmm. And even with us there, they were haggling the price and then basically got, as we did all their work and write-up for them, when they were supposed to sign off, they took what we gave and shopped around and then said, yeah, we don't need you. But we're the ones who did all the actual work. So we had given them what all the equipment was going to take, how long it should take. These are the estimates on everything.
Right. And so then they use that as a blueprint and have somebody else do the actual work cheaper.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of like walking into a bookstore, finding a book, and then pulling your phone out and buying it on Amazon.
Pretty much.
Not that I've done that.
Wow.
Well, at least at the bookstore, I have gone and say, hey, can you match this? And if you can't match it, then at that point it's your problem because I'm giving you the chance and I understand you have to make money, but it's a brick and mortar store and good luck. And and if it's a big enough spot, then you've taken out the little people anyway. As you saw when you were over here, most of the stuff is antiques, and I found out how these antiques are basically coming from meth heads that are trying to sell stuff off for drugs, which is why there's so many antique stores. And they're just selling off their parents' stuff. It's bad.
Aw. Are their parents not with them anymore, or is this stolen goods?
Well, the majority of it is not with it anymore. The stolen goods stuff is another unfortunate thing. But that apparently what they will do is if you see a bunch of people walking in the cities, that's what they worry about, because one's a lookout, one's a distraction, and the rest try to go around the back to see what is easily liftable, because apparently meth is cheap.
Wow. And they work as a team. Team meth.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently you only need like one hit to get you through. I don't know. It's weird. But that's the deal. That's what I learned. And I learned that from... next door, when they were saying that they were going over all the people that are on Nextdoor that were saying things for free or things for sale. And then a person was like, my brother is a meth addict. And every time I see this, it reminds me, because people who are selling, they're not always selling their stuff, and things that are free are because they're trying to get rid of it before it gets stolen or repurposed.
Right.
And I just shared with you the Asian lady, or the Chinese tiger mama, as she calls herself sometimes.
Okay. Oh, that's who I just quoted. Yes, that's the same name. That would be her.
Oh, wow.
The same name? Wait, yeah.
Xiaoying Summers. That's what I said to you. Remember when I asked you, is it? And you said no. And then it is.
The exact same person.
Exact same.
I didn't know Summer. Yeah. You know what? I only saw the.
So here's what I did, right? All I put in, because sometimes the simple searches are the best, right? You go to YouTube and you put in Chinese communist comedian, and you make sure you use comedian, because that's the lady parts version. And her name popped right up. So yeah, cool teams. Okay. We're all on the same page here. Yep. Good job.
You know why he's so jolly and effervescent, don't you, Chief?
Coffee. What is that?
He's got vacationitis.
Oh, well. Coming up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I will be departing for elsewhere. And
post-haste.
You couldn't go somewhere that we're not going to tariff? There wasn't a good enough spot in the U.S. for you?
You know, there's plenty of wonderful places in the U.S., I am sure.
Right. I know
there are. But probably need to get far away. I needed to get far away.
I'm praying for you not to be bothered by the cartels.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping that's the case as well, because that would, what's the word I'm looking for here? Suck greatly. Yeah.
Yes, that would be major suckage.
Yes, major suckage. Yes. But yes, I will be on vacation. Have no fear. We have all kinds of plans to keep you all entertained while I am firmly ensconced in another location. And I'm counting the days down. I've had actually one horrible day at work, one absolutely phenomenal day at work, and we'll see how the rest of the week goes. But come Friday, my brain will be turned off.
Which was that today? Was that the horrible day, or was that the good day?
Today was great. Yesterday was absolutely completely horrible, very bad, what did you do wrong crutch day. So I have 9 servers. We have 9 production servers, and we're running a particular application that has its own little web page. And in order for the web page to work, you need to make sure that it has a server certificate file. This is basically a file that allows it to see you and make sure you're allowed to come to the web page. Well, our system administrators believe that their job is one and done, much like I'm sure their early dating was like. So these files get out of date and they get updates that are necessary. So I went to the source of the update system and got the latest file, and 9 out of 10, just drop the file in, restart the service. Life is good. Box number 10, our busiest box, the one I want to be down the least amount of time, completely took a dirt nap from changing that file. Now, mind you, that file has absolutely nothing to do with the operation of the operating system, mind you, but she went cold. And then when we did get it started up, you would have thought they had replaced all the hardware with a Radio Shack TRS-80.
Ah, that fast, huh?
Yeah. When I left work yesterday, we were not processing any data, and we had told our data providers, please point your stuff at another machine because this one's out of commission, thanks to Crutch. Not, I added the last part. They didn't put that in the email. They probably, I don't think they did. I don't know.
This is the best thing to do.
Huh. Go on vacation.
No, you mess stuff up horribly, mm-hmm. drop the mic, and then
I walked out and I went out and bought a Powerball ticket for last night because I thought to myself, you know, if I win Powerball, I'm just not going to go back. It's just, you know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to go down. Bye now.
Yeah, bye now.
See ya. What was weird was the people who were going to take a look at the system were not due to be in until like 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, and I get in at like 5:30. So I'm expecting the system to be, you know, non compos mentis. And
dead, in other words.
Exactly. And it was funny because I have a typical ritual in the morning where I go and I check all the machines and to drift one right through my normal process. And I started this one up and I went, oh, that was silly of me. Why is, oh, look, it's up. And it was responding. I was like, huh. I logged into the box. It was very responsive. I went ahead and actually did the update. I said, you know what? In for penny, in for pound. Did the update and said, let's restart the service and see if I can kill it twice in 2 days. And she comes right back and it's up and running just fine. Administrators never touch the box. I'm going to go with divine intervention. I said a small prayer of thanks. I don't know any particular patron saint that I could have you know, asked to help me on this. So I went straight to the big guy and said, thank you, Jesus.
Now, the nuns have told you that you're not supposed to bother Jesus.
I know.
That's what the saints are for.
That's right. Well, you know, I don't know. Is there a patron? That's a good question. Is there a patron saint for broken computers?
So,
well, who does lost causes? That's St. Jude, right?
That's St. Jude.
How can you explain how that makes sense?
How what makes sense?
When he literally says, come to me, and you're trying to put someone in between where.
I didn't say it made sense. I'm just quoting correct doctrine. Am I not, Crutch?
Well,
the doctrine that you and I were taught growing up.
Right. Yes. Yes. Saint Isidore of Seville.
Correct at all. Saint Isidore of Seville is the
patron saint of internet and technology. Absolutely. Now, as it turns out, though, the blessed Carlo Acutis may become the saint of the internet because he's almost a saint.
Wait, Locutus of Borg, you said?
No. Yes, Patrick Stewart's going to be a saint. No, Carlo Acutis. You've never heard of Carlo Acutis?
I don't think so. Tell me more.
Sure. So Carlo Acutis. Let me see if I can get it. Nice. There we go. Okay. So Carlo Acutis was born in 1991 and passed away in 2006. And he was a British-born Italian programmer known for his devotion to the Eucharist. Prior to his death from leukemia at the age of 15, he assisted in establishing multiple church-related websites in Milan. Now, as it turns out, he is incorruptible. His body is not decomposing, and he is currently actually in a glass casket, and they're counting that as his first miracle, which is why he is blessed.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not doing a Lenin to him, though, are they?
No. His canonization actually is set to take place on the 7th of September. So, yeah.
What happens after that? I actually don't remember this part of the doctrine. So,
well, once you're canonized, you're a saint.
Oh, okay. So there's a run-up to canonize. That's hard to say.
It is hard to say. Yes. It's the third part of the process. The way it works is, let's see, what is the order? I wish I could remember. Let's see. How you become a saint. Okay. The formal process.
You think any of the three of us have a shot? Maybe the chief.
Snowball's chance.
Pretty sure you and I don't have a chance.
Right. Okay. So. A local bishop investigates they investigate the person, gathering information, witnesses, letters, other writings, that kind of thing. If the bishop finds evidence of a virtuous life compelling, the person is declared a servant of God. That's step one. There's then a Congregation for the Cause of Saints. So the Vatican gets together and they review the information to choose or accept the case. If he gets through that, he becomes venerable. Okay? If the church finds that he is evidence of heroic virtue, person is declared venerable. At that point, we get into the miracles. Okay? If we have verified miracles, the person is then listed as blessed and is on the short ride to canonization. But you need at least two miracles for canonization. So,
and then the Pope says, "Iki iki waki waki patanga," and you're a saint?
Well, the Latin version of that, yeah.
Well, I mean that's what the knight who used to sing started saying, so I assumed.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so back to the good Lord blessing me with working a cube.
The original thing.
Because this whole episode is just going to be called Derailing the Train. holy Jack Robinson. Yeah. And on top of that, a ticket I have actually been fighting with for about 6 weeks. All the pieces came together, and apparently I know more about Kubernetes clustering and building pods, and anybody who understands that lingo will understand what I'm doing. Otherwise, it's an entirely another show to talk about that stuff. I got it working today, so very happy about that. Today was a good day. The whole rest of the week can go downhill. Who can say? It doesn't matter. As of 6 o'clock Saturday morning, I'll be sitting in an airport waiting for my airplane to take me away.
And it'll be and you know, I devoted some time this week to thinking about places you could go here in the good old USA.
In the USA? Oh, well, I opted not to go in the USA.
I know what you're aiming to do. Everyone makes a mistake. It's okay. It happened.
Story of my life. Screwed up again.
I didn't say you screwed up. I just said that I.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did.
Right. So there you go. Thanks.
Yeah, I admit you have me there. I did say that. You feel better now?
Yeah, because I'm right. When I'm right, when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Whenever you're ready, I will commercial us out with suggestions for you.
I think he's trying to tell me that he's had enough of me on this show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, apparently the goon has had enough of me. I'm going to assume the chief still likes me, but it's, you know, I've been able to assume, man. Yeah, sure you do.
And you still can't have my Bud Light. Well, actually, yeah, you can, because I don't drink it anymore.
I never drank that. I don't like light beers.
I drank Budweiser occasionally, but I like Michelob better.
Yeah. And we thank you for joining us with Beer Talk.
when you take off your thong and, you know, you're open like half blue ribbon. Hey, because, you know, those.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, if you're going to talk about real beers, then you have to go Natty Bo. Anything you can buy a case of for $6. There you go, buddy.
Oh my God.
Like Milwaukee's best?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, Milwaukee? That was awesome.
Nasty Gansett.
Well, we're all very sober. It's a very sobering show. But we're all happy that you listen. I'll see you in like a week and a half, but you know, we'll chat some more, I'm sure. But before that, a word from our sponsors, because you know he's just chomping at the bit.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Tariff-Free Destinations with Crutch. Why pay a tariff when excellent vacations are available right here in the USA? Who needs Cabo? No long flight and all the airport travel woes. Just drive your vehicle to south of the border for that authentic Mexican experience. Seedy motels, questionable wildlife like burros and stray cats, gift shops selling authentic cheesy Mexican gifts, sketchy people hanging around, and best of all, it's in, well, one of the Carolinas. And have a beach vacation in sunny Bayonne. You can understand the language. Well, almost. There's a beach of sorts over in the Navy Yard. The fumes from the nearby chemical plants and refineries will give you a nice facial peel. See New Jersey's best. Book Bayonne with Crutch. And train for the Olympics in sunny, friendly Los Angeles. You can jog through a forest fire sucking on a muffler. Take a dip in the refreshing Pacific. Just take care to avoid the hypodermics on the beach. And you won't believe the prices and riots and mudslides. It means City of Angels, right? So it must be great. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.